Another Wednesday, another edition of the Kobos Insurance Center Wrestling Show, brought to you, of course, by Kobos Insurance Center, your Grange independent agent. Rocco Nucci, Tom Evans here with you on this Wednesday evening, and brrr, it's cold out there, Tom. You said you were doing some snow plowing over there at the school earlier this week, huh? They keep you plenty busy.
Well, yeah, we were a little short-handed on Monday, so I jumped in the truck and pushed a little bit of snow around, cleared the student parking lot off.
Wow, good on you, good on you. Well, hopefully everybody was able to stay safe out there in the early portions of the week. Obviously, again, the snow is something we're accustomed to, but it always seems like that first big snowstorm of the year really catches us all off guard and reminds us to be careful out there.
Yeah, that's the shocker. The first one's always the shocker.
Usually,
once we get by that, Northern Ohio, everything's home free for the winter.
Yeah, so by Valentine's Day, we're like, yeah, whatever, enough of this. Where's the sun? Yeah, when's Guardians
right.
season, right? That's
right.
What we're starting to ask. But it is wrestling season here in Lorain County, and things are continuing to pick up, of course, as the action continues. We do have a very special guest lined up for you here tonight. It will be Scott Sedlick, head coach of Avon Lake Wrestling. He'll be kind enough to join us. They were actually in action a couple of times within the past week. They had a duel with Amherst, a little SWC competition, and they were also part of the Husky Invitational over at Northwestern High School down in West Salem, Ohio. So great stuff to be talking about with Coach Sedlick. Again, he'll be coming up and joining us next segment. But plenty of other things to talk about as well. It was just more than Avon Lake at that Husky Invitational. Midview, Wellington, and Keystone were all there as well. So we'll go over some of their results as well as some other action happening around Lorain County. So we'll step aside, take a quick break, and Coach Scott Sedlick joins us on the other side right here on the Kobos Insurance Center Wrestling Show. We're on AM 930, 100.3 FM, and Tom, we're online
at WEOL.com.
Moving it right along here on the Kobos Insurance Center Wrestling Show, brought to you by Kobos Insurance Center, your Grange independent agent. Rocco Nucci, Tom Evans here with you on the show. And let's head on over to Avon Lake and check in with the Shoreman wrestling activities as we check in with head coach of the Avon Lake Shoreman wrestling team. You know him as Coach Scott Sedlick. Coach, thank you very much for joining us here this evening. We always appreciate the time. How things been for you as of late?
Yeah, things are going well. I appreciate you guys having me on the show. We've been wrestling a lot, and some good things are happening, and we're doing all right.
Scott, you know, you're in your third year over at Avon Lake, and I haven't talked to you. We did it at the preview show, but I just got to believe that with the kind of the rebuild that you had out there, that you really got to feel like you're in a good place right now with the way the team's kind of come along. And two of the 3 years you've been the head coach, you've had a battle with COVID. So talk to me a little bit about rebuilding that program over at Avon Lake. And you look really strong top to bottom. And so tell us a little bit about you got two sets of brothers over. Tell us a little bit about that Avon Lake team and how they're progressing.
Well, you know, we got a good group, and it's still an average age group. You know, we got some seniors, but we got a lot of juniors. Our juniors are kind of the core of the team right now, with the Marconi brothers and Nathan Perry and Mike Valerino. And then, like you said, we got Jack Valerino as a freshman came in. He's been productive for us. And, Hunter at our heavyweight spot and Jackson Lester, the seniors that are doing pretty well out there and getting wins for us. So, like you said, top to bottom, it's a pretty tough lineup. We're always trying to improve and get better. We got our big test coming tomorrow against Elyria as our conference duel there. But so far, so good, 4-0 in conference, and people are placing the tournaments, and they're getting better every week.
You know, Scott, you came out of the started the season out at the Kobos, finished as runners-up, and then a week later turned around and beat the team that won the Kobos, your rival down the road. Talk to us about getting the better of Avon and then moving on in the season a little bit.
Well, that was the start of the season. That was an exciting match, coming down to the heavyweight match, winning by 1 point. Obviously, kids were pretty pumped up about it. A little comeback victory is always good for the morale. So that was a good deal. It just brought us back to the concept of, hey, man, we're a good team. We can win, and we just got to do what we need to do. We got to take care of business when we can do it. You know, in the duels, it's a little different. Get the bonus points when you can. Try not to give up the bonus points if you don't have to. Like those types of things we talk about. You know, the kids responded really well to that, and we've just been chugging along. You know, pretty basic stuff, but we're just sticking to the basic wrestling, doing what we're supposed to do. And you know, it was good to come out the gate and get that big win. I think Avon's been in the conference since 2015, and that was the first time we beat him in a duel, so that was great.
Good momentum for you, Scott. You know, with Christmas, some of the holiday tournaments getting canceled and a lot of reshuffling going on. You were just down at West Salem, a tournament that a lot of people don't know about, but, State Power down there, Wadsworth is down there, and you guys came out of that with a fourth-place finish. Talk to us about how you guys wrestled last weekend down at West Salem.
Yeah, that was a tough tournament. Any place that has Wadsworth at it is going to be a tough tournament, and there was a lot of other schools there that were, did well, like, Midview and Dalton was there. Dalton's got a bunch of kids ranked in the state in Division III. So it was fun. It was a good tournament for us to go to. It challenged a lot of our guys. My toughest kids got the toughest matches they could get to see where they were at, and, they came up a little short in their matches, but it was good for us. Those guys got to get out there and wrestle those good wrestlers. And wherever we can find them, it was great that Wadsworth A-Team showed up and showed us all their good kids so that we can get a chance to wrestle those guys. So, we finished fourth. I think we were like 10 points out of second. Some guys could have wrestled better. Some guys wrestled better than they ever have. So it was a good tournament all around.
Yeah, there was a real logjam between like second and like sixth or seventh place even.
Yeah.
One of the things that really kind of brings a smile on my face is you got Connor McHugh out at heavyweight. I watch Connor all fall. He's one of those big football players, one of those grinders. And I'm kind of partial to those guys. When I was coaching, I had a kid by the name of Stepanovich that was a pretty fair football player and wrestler. Talk to me about trying to get the big kids out for wrestling and keeping them out for wrestling and letting them know what the benefit is going to be for them on the football field.
That's a really good thing to bring up. Hunter's been doing really well for us at heavyweight, and I got Clay Broadhurst as well. Both those guys were starters on the offensive line for Kostelnik this year. And those guys have been wrestling really well. I think they're both 19-5 right now on the season. And then I got some other heavyweights and some other 215-pounders in the room that were also football players. And we try to get those guys to stay out and keep them out. Because I think, Kostelnik and I work together. I also coach 8th grade football at Avon Lake. So I try to recruit those wrestlers as much as I can while I'm out there on the field, get those big guys out for wrestling because we know it's going to help their footwork, it's going to help their mental toughness and their hand-fighting ability on the line. So all that stuff just plays into it. And, they've seen some benefits from the wrestling, and, I see benefits from those guys being in the football program and lifting and getting stronger and bigger and doing the things they got to do in that aspect. So it's a good scenario. Coach Kostelnik and I have a good working relationship. We talk to each other almost every day here that I'm at school. So it's a good thing, and we're going to keep trying to build on that and keep getting those big guys out for wrestling and keeping the football team strong in the same position.
Outstanding. Good stuff. Scott, talk to us about where do you go from here? Tournament time's coming up. What's your approach to getting those kids to peak for sectionals district and get as far as they can? Talk to me about your approach in practice and maybe your approach with matches.
We're still seeking out the best competition. We got, the West Holmes tournament this weekend, and there's a lot of tough kids there. A lot of tough schools, a lot of kids ranked from different schools that we haven't seen yet. So we're going to get some tough competition there. I just need my best kids wrestling the best competition right now in as many good, tough matches as they can. Wins and losses aren't going to matter as much at this point. It's more about getting the right competition, getting those guys to grind, watching the videos afterwards, seeing what they're doing wrong. How do we get better? We spent all day in practice yesterday after wrestling those Wadsworth kids, working on, the ability to counter shots and being able to wrestle for 6 minutes. So you can't stop. Against a good kid, you can't stop for a millisecond. You got to keep wrestling 6 minutes as hard as you can. And our motto for the day for the last 2 days in practice has been, don't stop wrestling. And, in practice, that's what we're working on now. Don't stop wrestling. Everything's a move after a move after a move after a move. And you can't quit. You can't give up. You can't give up position. You got to battle every single position all the time. And that's kind of where we're at in practice right now. We're grinding it out, and we're increasing the intensity in the room. We're increasing the intensity in the conditioning aspect because we want to out-condition our opponents as well. Sometimes if you're not quite as good technique-wise, you can grind them out and get to that third period, and technique's not going to matter as much. You can get them tired, and you're not tired. And so that's kind of our goal. That's where we look at things. And if we can peak, in our conditioning and we keep grinding out some new positions every day and getting a little bit better at what we're doing every single day from here on out with about a month left or so, that's the goal. And keep battling the competition and keep getting in the room and fixing and working on things we need to work on.
Geez, I think I've seen that recipe used before by another coach, maybe in the southern part of the county a few years ago. You didn't pick up on that at any point, did you? So that was one thing with your dad, Steve. You knew you were going to have to go 6 minutes, and you better be ready for that last minute and a half because they were going to keep coming at you. So I love that.
Right.
I love that style of wrestling.
That is definitely how it works.
Coach, one last thing here for you as we're talking with Coach Scott Snedlick from Avon Lake, head wrestling coach over there for the Shoremen. Coach, just your thoughts on the SWC this season. I'm curious. I know you guys were in action against Amherst within the past week. They were actually wrestling pretty well, and then you guys handled them just fine. So I'm just curious your thoughts on the SWC as a whole as we move towards the second half of the season.
Well, SWC is a tough conference. We battle with these guys all the time. It's like, you know, Midview, it's a couple matches. Avon was a point against us. And Amherst, you know, they wrestled tough in the matches, even though we mm-hmm. came out on top on a bunch of them. It didn't look as close as it was. But those guys are tough, and they wrestle tough all the time. So the matches that we've had so far, you know, everyone comes down to a few weight classes, really, and how you're wrestling. And then, you know, Elyria is going to be a tall order for us tomorrow. But I keep telling our kids it's wrestling, and those are just high school kids just like you. So you go out there and wrestle your best, believe you can win, keep grinding it out. You never know what's going to happen. You got to always have that positive attitude when you're going out there wrestling a match, because if you go out there thinking you're going to lose, you already lost. And that's the kind of the attitude that we kind of instill in our kids to get them to get to that next level. You know, you can't be afraid of a team that's ranked sixth in the state. You got to go out there and get after it.
There you go. Effort and attitude. That's all you can really control out there on the mats. Well, Coach Snedlick, we very much appreciate your time here this evening on the Cobos Insurance Center Wrestling Show. Best of luck against Elyria tomorrow, and best of luck to your guys down at West Holmes this weekend, being part of that night's Invitational. Looking forward to catching up with you hopefully later on this season. Coach, thank you again.
I appreciate you. Thank you a lot.
Thanks, Scott. Good luck.
All right.
There he goes, head coach of the Avon Lake wrestling team, Coach Scott Snedlick, kind enough to join us. And boy, they are rather busy within the past 2 weeks, huh? At the Husky Invitational, now at West Holmes this weekend. That's, I mean, we heard him talk about getting good competition for his wrestlers, and that's exactly what he's going to be getting.
Well, and, you know, Scott takes the approach, and I was teasing him a little bit about it because it's very similar to what his dad's approach was, the Hall of Fame, National Hall of Fame coach. John said, like, is that it's about quality matches, and they don't worry about wins and losses right now. They worry about wrestling good competition and getting better every time out. And you know, some people might look at Elyria as the team that is sixth ranked in the state, and Scott has got his kids believing that this is an opportunity for us. This is an opportunity to go out and wrestle a really good quality team and to challenge yourself and to find out where you need to get better at. And I think that's why we've seen the improvement that we've seen in Avon Lake since Scott's taken over. I mean, they've really come leaps and bounds in the 3 years. And from him talking about it right now, it sounds like they're kind of it's juniors and below. He's not senior loaded right now, so the best may be yet to come for Avon Lake.
Well, and like you said, Tom, he's not a coach that's, you know, primarily focused on just wins and losses, but he is getting the wins right on top of everything else. So that's a nice confidence boosting thing right there when you're not necessarily super pressed about the wins, but you can start to see that come in. Again, a fourth place finish at the Husky Invitational, very impressive. Curious to see how they do against Elyria and, of course, down at West Holmes this weekend. So we'll step aside and take our final break. When we come back, we'll put some finishing touches on the show and take a look at what's coming up as far as wrestling goes, high school wrestling here in Lorain County. You're listening to the Cobos Insurance Center Wrestling Show with Tom Evans and Rocco Nucci right here on AM 930, 100.3 FM. Tom, we're online
at WEOL.com.
This is the Cobos Insurance Center Wrestling Show, brought to you by Cobos Insurance Center, your Grange independent agent. Rocco Nucci, Tom Evans here with you. Wrapping up the show here, you just heard from head coach of Avon Lake Wrestling, Coach Scott Snedlick. And if you missed the conversation, you can listen back over at WEOL.com. Just go to that sports tab, locate yourself to the wrestling page, and bada bing, bada boom, you will find yourself a Scott Snedlick interview, as well as our other interviews from earlier on this season. A couple of them on there. I know we caught up with Coach Joel Melvin over there at North Ridgeville, amongst some other names. So again, that wrestling page under the sports tab at WEOL.com is the spot to go. And again, our interview with Coach Snedlick will be available right after the show. All right, Tom, we got a good look at that Husky Invitational. Perhaps we can look at some of our other local teams that were involved down there as well. But there was plenty of other action around Northern Ohio and Lorain County as well, as far as high school wrestling goes in the past week.
Yeah, the Lorain County schools were spread out from Maumee Bay all the way over to Howland out by Youngstown. But, you know, as I said, we had four county schools down at the Husky Invitational. We heard about Avon Lake's performance there. The Midview Middies, another strong performance by the Middies. They finished in second place. place over there. They place 9 out of 14 wrestlers. Zach Shorts comes away with the championship over there. Gage Barbeau and Austin Dye, runner-up finishes over there. So a real strong showing by Midview over there. And, of course, Wellington was down there, too, and the usual suspects for Wellington. Jeremiah McKee and Derek Gandelsick, I think we've talked about those names every week. They both come away with championships over at that tournament. And then Keystone, Tristan Green placed over there. You read in the Chronicle Telegram about the Maumee Bay. Sean Bennett had a great article about Peyton Fennett's finish over there, his runner-up finish, and his loss in sudden death overtime. And, you know, real kind of positive outlook by Peyton about getting better. There's several other teams over there. Farland's is out there, and Ruben Pino Lorenzano and Caden King, both from Farland's, came away with the 7th and 8th place finishes. And, again, Ruben had a great outlook on that, too, if you read that interview about, you know, that's a building block, that competition's going to only get him better for tournament time. Ty Doherty from Avon placed over there. It was a good week for Ty last week.
Yes, it was.
Because he also committed to Roanoke College for wrestling next year, so that was a good week for Ty. They were able to pick up that tournament. Avon was supposed to be at the D's tournament and was able to get into the Maumee Bay, so good stuff there. North Ridgeville ended up over at Akron Springfield with one of those tournaments that just kind of came together with a whole lot of teams that were going to be at the D's, and Jared Counts came away with a tournament championship over there, and another good week for Jared. He was also named Southwest Conference Wrestler of the Week, so nice showing by the Rangers. And then Columbia was all the way out at Warren Howland last weekend and had a couple champs, and Cole Schulke and Tony Governal. We've heard Cole's name every week. I think Tony's wrestling pretty well, too, and then Josh Hickman and Garrett Such came away with runners-up over there. So, you know, we were end-to-end on the northern half of the state. As far as what's coming up, another round of LCA double duels this week, and I think the conference is really going to have sorted itself out. I think Columbia Keystone were battling for second behind Firelands. Again, they do a 50-50 split on determining the championship over there. And a big week with dual meets. We just heard Scott talk about Avon Lake and Elyria, and I think that's the premier match. One other note about Elyria High. Mark your calendars. January 29th, Elyria is hosting a tri-meet with Amherst and Finley. They're going to do a celebration of Coach Burnett's 25th year. As the head coach of Elyria, I can't believe that Eric's been over there at 25. Eric will swear that he started when he was 10 years old, but great job by Eric and his 25 years over there. And then kind of looking down the road, both conferences getting ready for their conference tournaments. The LCA goes on February 12th and the Southwest on February 19th. So,
wow. You
know, that's where we're coming. And that's why I talked to Scott a little bit about, you know, a lot of coaches right now are saying, what's the buildup now for sectionals, district, and state to get ready to see how many kids they can get out of Columbus?
Does your approach change from first half of the season carrying into the second half of the season? Is there like a philosophical change as far as your approach in practices and matches, or how do you go
well,
about that?
Well, I think a lot of coaches do. I think they really try to shorten practices up a little bit and maybe make them a little bit more intense.
Okay.
And the best coaches are always make sure they're teaching all the way through the end. If you walk into Avon Lake, Elyria's, Avon's wrestling rooms, the week before the sectionals, they're still teaching at that time. A lot of schools kind of get away from that and think we just got to go full go, full go, full go to get our kids ready, and I don't think that's the case. I think your best programs continue to teach all the way through that time, and you'll see those programs do that. But different coaches take a little bit different spin on it. I know they all trying to shorten practice up a little bit, make it a little bit more intense, make sure that their kids are healthy come tournament time.
Absolutely. Tom, not to, you know, totally put you on the spot here, but I sort of will. Have there been any pleasant surprises as far as our local teams go this year in terms of, you know, maybe emerging beyond what initial expectations might have been? I think the coach we just talked to, Scott Sedlick from Avon Lake, that's a program right there that you could look at and say, hey, maybe they've surpassed expectations heading into this season. Has there been anyone else like that for you this year in Lorain County?
Well, there's a couple. I think Columbia is just getting ready to explode over there as a Division III power. They've got some quality kids up and down, and I think once they get sorted out in the right spots, I think Dan Giuliani's done a great job of keeping his wrestlers kind of spaced out, keeping them healthy, but also building towards that peak at the end of the year. Avon, don't sleep on Avon. Coach Johnson over there has quietly built one of the most solid wrestling programs in Lorain County, and they reload every year, and they, you know, they do it quietly over there, and they don't mind that Elyria gets a lot of the publicity, and rightfully so. But Avon's nobody to take a nap on, because Coach Johnson has his kids ready every week. And I'm gonna tell you, for the number of kids he has out, I couldn't be happier with the North Ridgeville Counts and Zeno and some of the other kids over there. I know Joel doesn't have the numbers that he'd like, but both those kids have been back-to-back wrestlers of the week in the Southwest. They're wrestling well in tournaments, and I think that they'll shine come tournament time here.
Well, he wasn't shy, Coach Melvin was, about, you know, the numbers not being where he maybe wanted them to be. He told us as much back at the preview show at the Brew Kettle in Amherst. But, again, that's not necessarily what it's all about. It's about getting good quality matches for the kids that you do have. And Coach Melvin's taking full advantage of that. So I like the shout-out for him there.
And he knows the process. He's down with that Biddy program. He's looking at those numbers in that youth program. The numbers are high. Mm-hmm. They got to keep those kids excited about North Ridgeville Wrestling, and that will follow through.
That's right. He was very excited about that youth program, so that's certainly something to keep an eye on in the coming years, no question. Tom, we can wrap up on this. What do you make of this West Holmes tournament this week, or the Knights Invitational down at West Holmes, part of Avon Lake's or Avon Lake will be down there this weekend, I should say.
Well, that's one of those real, real tough tournaments that, what's West Holmes? Well, West Holmes is really a hotbed for wrestling down there. They've had a great program for a long time at West Holmes, and that draws a lot of really good competition. And I think the attraction of that for an Avon Lake is we're going to go see some people we wouldn't otherwise see. And, you know, they see a lot of – they saw Midview last week. They'll see him in a duel. They'll see him in the conference. They'll see him in sectionals. It's about getting and seeing maybe some different competition and maybe even seeing some competition that you might want to take a look at, and you might see down the road in a district tournament that's going to – might be the difference in getting to the state tournament or not. So I applaud Coach for digging up that tournament. And West Holmes tournament's been solid for many, many years down there.
All right. Well, we'll certainly be checking in on the results of that one on next week's show. But certainly best of luck to Scott Sedlick and his Avon Lake Shoremen down there at West Holmes this weekend. So that will do it for us. Once again, a big thank you to Coach Scott Sedlick for taking some time out of his very busy day to join us here on the show. We very much appreciate that. And Tom, of course, big thanks to you as well for making the drive down to downtown Elyria to be part of this as well. We always appreciate it. So for Tom Evans and Coach Scott Sedlick of Avon Lake, I'm Rocco Nucci saying thank you for tuning in to the Cobos Insurance Center Wrestling Show, brought to you by Cobos Insurance Center, your Grange independent agent. Have a great night, everybody. We will see you next week.